Once upon a time, a young man living in Michigan fell upon hard times and had to move back into his parents' home. However, he brought along his massive $29,000 worth of porn. That didn't sit too well with Dad. Here to discuss the situation are Ran and Mel.
Anything. Oh, no, crickets from the audio.
Crickets.
Okay, I'm going to throw this at you. I told you I was going to throw you something crazy. I've got this magazine they send me every now and then through the mail. I used to subscribe to it, and I'm going to tell you, I do endorse it. It's a very fantastic magazine. But the thing is, magazines, as we know, are dying out, and no one subscribes to paper magazines anymore, unfortunately, because I love to have that. I like to hold a book in my hands. I don't want to hear it.
Me too. I love to touch a book, a magazine, a newspaper. Yeah.
But we're old school. And
yeah,
unfortunately, the printed word is dying out. But every now and then, there's this magazine they will send me. They'll say, you are on our free list. Some people have plenty of time to search the world's best magazines, newspapers, and websites for the all you need to know about everything that matters. The rest of us have The Week. This magazine, The Week, that they send me a free copy of every now and then, trying to get me to subscribe. It's really a fantastic magazine, and they have this one article. It's every week. It's called It Must Be True. I read it in the tabloids.
Oh.
So, Mel, we're going to see what your opinion is on this. It must be true. I read it in the tabloids.
Okay.
And I'm blind. This is a blind read.
I have never heard of this magazine. So this is very interesting.
The Week, it condenses everything you need to know about the news into one week. And what I enjoy about it is that they will tell you what happened and they'll say what this side said and what this side said.
Okay.
So they do give you the facts, and then they give you what both sides are, what their opinion is on it, and then you get to make your own. Okay, but a man in Western Michigan has successfully sued his parents for destroying his pornography collection. David Working told a federal judge that he moved back home with his folks for 10 months after getting a divorce. And that they admitted throwing out 12 large moving boxes filled with pornographic movies and magazines he claimed were worth $29,000.
Well, no wonder he got a divorce. Sorry.
His parents maintained that they had a right to remove the collection because it was in their home, but the judge sided with Working and said he is entitled to compensation. His father, Paul, didn't see it that way. And quoted, frankly, David, I did you a big favor, he said. Your thoughts, Mel?
I agree. I agree with the dad. And this is just coming from Mel's brain and Mel's heart. If you're married, and I was in a marriage that my husband had an addiction to that. To porn, my second marriage. And, you know, being in my 40s.
Back up. She threw some shades, people.
Yes, I've been around the block.
She's been around the block a time or two. Okay, proceed. I'm sorry.
But, you know, I was in my
40s.
Don't
badger the witness, Randy. Don't badger the witness. Go ahead.
In my 40s, pretty good shape. You know,
hot tamale, even after four kids.
I wouldn't say it was a hot tamale, but I was in good shape and I looked good. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Modesty will get you nowhere.
But you know, it became a problem. It became a problem because it made me feel less than, because what he was looking at, I could never compare to. I wasn't blonde. I wasn't 20. I wasn't a size 2. So as a woman, I'm just speaking from a woman's point of view, a heterosexual woman's point of view. Mm-hmm. If your husband is, you know, spending too much time doing that. What is wrong with, you know, I thought, what is wrong with me? So it became an issue.
Right.
And I think the dad did the son a favor just so, because you can become, I noticed how my ex became so preoccupied with this addiction.
What do you think is behind that, though? Say, what if you're having a normal sex life with your spouse? And I know we're getting away from this article a little bit, but I mean, we're just going to dissect it. What if you are having what you think is a normal sexual relationship with your spouse, but they are still looking at porn? What do you think's going wrong here?
It's, they're trying to satisfy something that they're not getting.
Does it depend on the type of porn you're looking at? Because I don't know if you've, you know, a friend told me recently that some of the porn that they're showing online, no, let's cut the shit. I've looked at the stuff that they're showing, and a lot of these, it's very degrading to the young girls. And I think this is going off on another thing. I believe a lot of them are probably not willing participants, and that they have gotten into this as a means of making money because they're so degraded. The guys will slap them, spit yes. in the face.
Yes. See, that is uncalled for and inhumane.
But they act like they enjoy it. And so that is setting, if you're having, shall we say, quote unquote, normal average sex, that's making the male and female think, if they're watching this porn, well, we're doing something wrong because they're being very dramatic and we're just having the missionary position. So maybe we need to liven things up. I think yeah. it's setting especially the younger people nowadays, because they have access to porn like we didn't. It's giving them a false sense of what a sexual relationship should really be like.
Yes, because, you know, even though I have 3 strikes, I'm out, and, you know, it's almost 20 years that I've been single and marriage just didn't work for me. I still believe in that beautiful married couple, those two people that just totally 100%.
That's a good thing coming from so. That's awesome, Mel, that you feel that way. I believe that you are so honest to tell people that, well, okay, I tried marriage 3 times. It didn't work out for me, but yet you still, that's awesome that you still believe
in
the institution of marriage. Yes. And that it can work if you're with the right person.
If you're with the right person and two people that fall in love and they're just dedicated 100% to one another, you don't need porn. Because you're so in tune with one another, you know what each other need, and you're supplying that need. You know, there's a lot of curious people out there. I understand. I'm not going to condemn somebody, you know, that's what they want to do. But if you're doing it, if you're married, how about if you pay attention to your partner, or even if you're not married, but if you're with someone, pay attention to your partner. Sounds like there's a lot. David has a lot of drama in his life, you know, the divorce. And, you know, I want to know what led up to this divorce. Was it all the porn? Was it the $29,000 he spent on porn and didn't pay his bills? Or maybe buy his wife dinner?
I think you got a good start Hello? There with those. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Everything you said. That's a reason why David's single now, and he has this huge porn collection.
Well, I hope David will get some help and, you know, and maybe do, instead of spending so much time, you know, spanking the monkey, maybe do some.
That's right. Soul searching. Versus spanking the monkey. I think there's always going to be, you know, that's an easy decision to make. Well, no, because spanking the monkey feels pretty good. So soul searching takes some work.
So yeah, that tells me he's
young.
How
old is he? He was 29, was that right? Let me see. It's 29,000. It doesn't say how old. That would help if they told us how old David was, maybe.
Yeah, I'll keep, you know, I'm a big believer in giving people the benefit of the doubt. But it just there's he's got I've ticked off too many boxes on the con
Yeah,
side
David's
as
not
far
really
as
looking good
David's
in this
character.
article. His dad's kind of, I think everybody would be rooting for Paul, actually.
I just feel like there's a trail of things that have happened in the past that we just don't know about that maybe brought
Right.
him to this
Right.
big blowout. I don't know. But I think I am 100% beyond a shadow of a
Team
doubt
dad or team
for
David?
the dad Paul.
All right. I agree
Team
with you.
dad.
Team dad here
Yeah,
too,
team dad.
because, you know, Dave, seriously, if you move it back into your parents' house, whatever they say, it's true. That's the reason you left, because you didn't want to go by their rules. Oh, I just made a rhyme. That would have been a good rap song.
You did.
I'm a poet, I didn't know it.
You're a poet
David
and you didn't
really,
know
yeah,
it.
David's he's in the wrong here, because if you, for whatever reason, you have to go back to your parents' house, you need to go by their rules. And so if you got tw and that's embarrassing anyway, to have $29,000 worth of porn. That's a lot of
Yeah,
well, that
look, just this,
how cheap.
that's a lot
Because
of
porn's not,
money.
you know,
My
porn's not that
gosh.
expensive. I mean, I don't know this, but I've heard that it's not. I heard from a friend
You've
that,
heard from
I
a
mean,
friend
you
from
don't
a
even need to
friend?
buy porn anymore. It's you streaming on the internet. I don't own any porn. I just, anytime I need to look at it, I just go online. No, I don't believe in it, so I don't look at it. But I'm saying, if I were single and young and I needed to spank the monkey every now and then, it's a free access. I don't understand why these people will go on there, because they do tell you. I've heard that they tell you that you can subscribe and spend a little money and you get more. All you need is 5 minutes of it just to get excited and get everything done, get the business taken care of. So why do you need to subscribe to it? We've talked about squirting, and if you're excited enough, you might find that you're going to squirt. You might, and then you can
Yes,
be
you
like,
may.
"Wow, what do I need you for?"
You
You
don't have
don't
to
need to
spend
spend
$29,000
$29,000 to squirt.
exactly.
Oh, sheesh. Well, now,
Somebody might
and
have to pay me
yeah,
$29,000,
because you
but.
know what? Well, yeah, I would. I'm at a loss for words all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Well, I was referencing to
If I'm going to
if
squirt on
I'm gonna
camera, you got to pay me
squirt
for
and somebody's gonna have me on camera, they're gonna be dishing out some dough. Not that I would do that, but I'm saying if I was ever in that situation, it
No,
ain't
you know,
gonna be
and that's
free.
why, you know, whenever you're on these dating sites, I
I
will
will
cut the
cut a
hook.
hoe.
That's why you're on your. Oh, I'm going to tell you people something that I've heard that you should do if you're on these hookup sites, or you're on Match.com, or More Fish in the Sea, or whether you're on any of those sites that you can trade photos. If you're going to take a nude photo of yourself, don't. What's the number one thing you should not do?
Send
No,
a
you can.
dick pic.
I mean, it's not always cool. You can send a dick pic, but Mel, what is the one thing that you would think, if you're going to send a body pic, that you should not do so you won't be incriminated?
You shouldn't
Yes!
put have your face
Yes, I was
attached to
hoping
your
you'd get it
body.
right. See, she's bada bing. See, she knows, and because she's never done this, but I've sent pictures before. I heard from a
I heard
friend,
from a friend.
you know, because people can blackmail you with that stuff. You know, you got your picture, but you know what? I would always say there's
Yeah.
always a way out. I would say, you know what? You Photoshopped my face onto that. That is not my dick. That's not my dick. You put my face on that dick. So, unless it's a really nice big dick,
And he
if it's
changes
a
his
really
mind. Wait a
nice
minute.
big
No, wait a
dick and
minute.
it's really perfect and, you know, there's no flaws in it, yeah, that's my dick. I don't care. You can spread that any. Tell him that's me. I will claim that
I will
shit.
claim that
Refer
shit.
back to an old podcast where I will not claim that shit. You can give me all the credit. That's my dick. Right. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better get it because it's going fast.
Better hurry it. It's going fast. Five minute man. It's going fast.
5 minute man, because it takes more than 5 minutes to have an orgasm. So you go male.
This went into the trash quick.
We tried to be respectful and start things off on a good note. And you guys will eventually hear what the beginning of our podcast was about. But this one's going to be about the tabloid story and the guy fighting his dad about throwing out his porn. Because, I mean, this is a topic all on its own, right? And I think, I believe that we are on the righteous side of things with the way we looked at it. You think?
Yes, I think so. I mean, and not so much righteous as it just simple, plain, honest to goodness morals.
You're gonna, who's gonna agree with David? David's suing his dad about this. That's just wrong. You're living in his house. How about this, David? How about your dad turns around and counter sues you for the rent that you owe him for your sorry ass living in his place because you couldn't keep your marriage together because you had a porn addiction, and I had to help you out by getting rid of How about you owe me $29,000 at least for putting a roof over your fucking dumbass head?
Yes, yes. You know, because not all of us, we don't get to choose the family we're born into, and not all parents are lovely, but I'll tell you what, you still must be respectful.
That's right. What is it they say?
Bottom line. Bottom line.
The cock. Although they have been known to wake you up in the morning.
Oh, I missed that.
You know what? I hear it in the little.
No, I
the
missed.
Little town I work in, there's a lot of people that have roosters, and they're good. They go off at all times. I'm surprised because I thought they were just supposed to go off at the crack of dawn, but these bitches are croaking.
Crowing.
I had a little. I had a little bit too much to drink. They're crowing at noon. Who's crowing at noon? Yeah, if you got a big cock, you can crow anytime you want to.
What was that guy's name? And he was in the 70s. Foster Brooks. He played the drunk guy.
Wasn't the glasses guy? No, that's Foster Grants. Who's behind those Foster Grants? Right? Is that a glass? That's an eyeglass company.
Jeepers Creepers.
Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes? Well, Mel, you know what? You know that I have to go my ass to bed because I know you do. So I'm going to end this phone call and this podcast now. And we hope that you guys really learned something from it because God knows.
Absolutely. I'm enlightened every time we do a podcast.
David out on his working non. His name, last name is working, like work. You better work, W-E-R-K. We're going to kick David out on his non-working ass if we were the parents. Dave, no rent. We're countersuing at least $29,000. Insult to injury. Get the hell out of my life and don't call me dad again, okay?
Yep, you need to tough do some love, tough love. Bastard.
Damn it. Mel, I love you. And we love you guys too.
I love you
and,
too. Sleep.
Who knows what we'll talk about next time? But you know you want to listen.
You know you want to listen. Be ready. Bye. Love ya.